You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
Alright, so yeah, Officer Patrolman Woodston, you get back to the station with Paco.
Paco.
I'm telling you, there's a tunnel network under the cemetery. It's the only logical thing.
Officer Woodston?
Hang on a second. Okay. You gonna bring Paco in for booking?
Yes.
Okay. So Paco, they're gonna book you, fingerprint you, take your mugshot.
Yeah.
File the
appropriate usual.
Thursday stuff. Yeah. They get out.
It's still early in the afternoon and court's in session, so you could be arraigned and out on bail tonight if you are very lucky.
Have a good lawyer.
It'll probably be tomorrow. Usually the way the courts go. Sorry.
It's okay. Seems not only Paco found Paco in possession, but then not only he broke out, he pissed all over one car, he busted out the other car, and he punched me in the face.
Attempted escape, resisting arrest.
Assaulting an officer.
Vandalism.
Disorderly conduct.
You could
also be charged with impeding a government investigation, I think.
Yeah.
Probably drunk and disorderly.
Well, he wasn't drunk. Disorderly.
Yeah.
Public lewdness.
Peeing in the car, yeah.
That was peeing in a car. That was in public.
And he
told me to.
You pee in front of Mr. Hampton.
He said it was okay.
That doesn't mean the charges are going to stick.
Yeah. they are just booking officers writing all this stuff down. Well, looks like you've been a bad boy, Paco.
It's not as bad as things are going to get.
Oh my god. You can't say that when you're getting arrested.
You can.
My insanity is at 4.
It's not going to reflect well.
Yeah. So we should put him in a. He's been a bad boy. Put him in a cell with Julius.
You really think he deserves to be in the cell with Julius?
Hey, Julius,
he punched me in the face.
Alright, Julius it is. Julius is a large, burly, very vocally Republican farmer who is always in the drunk tank.
And smelly.
And loves to expound upon his extremely conservative opinions to anyone who will listen. And for the
not just to anyone who will listen, I believe, but to anyone who's within earshot.
We're talking like Fox News conservatism.
And so he's babbling, I'm going to be babbling. It's just going to be a babble fest.
I figured since we hit the dirty hippie filming the cops on the cell phone.
Yeah.
College liberal.
Now
we should also hit the other extreme.
Yeah.
So they book you, Paco, and they put you in a cell with Julius, and he starts going off on Obamacare.
I'm talking about saving the trees.
He's talking about how Romney's going to win.
Yeah,
that's right.
Actually, he's
still only June. Turkey season.
Yeah.
The height of turkey season.
Yeah.
A well-established fact that we all know.
Yeah,
that's right.
But when's Canadian Thanksgiving? Isn't that around?
I think that's October. I think it just passed.
No, is it?
Look, it's Canadian. No one really cares.
Is that a real?
Hey, I like Canada. Canada's a great country.
If you're a tree.
Yes, it is.
It is like
you're like 60% of the electorate then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're a tree.
Meyer, yes. you go back into the bullpen where all the cops hang out, and the desk sergeant calls you over. Woodston, you got a phone call from the hospital.
Alright, is it that... Is it Dr. Perlmutter?
That's him.
Alright.
Sounds kind of urgent.
That's good. Hello.
Officer Woodston.
Yes, doctor.
yes, that man you brought in earlier, a Dr. Hampton?
Yeah.
He seems he's had a bit of a psychological break. We found him wandering around in the quarantine area. He was attacking the patient you brought in, Kyle Oberlin.
Is everything all right?
We managed to restrain Dr. Hampton.
And how is Kyle?
Well, that's what I called you about. When I walked into the room, Dr. Perlmutter had been trying to kill it with a scalpel, but the...
You're Dr. Perlmutter.
Dr. Hampton had been trying to kill it with a scalpel, and the creature had managed to wrench itself free from its restraints. I ran over
the
and...
creature?
Yes, well, because I ran over and pulled that branch out of the back of its head, and that seemed to kill it. Again. I just wanted to let you know, in case you come across any more, that could be an option. I don't think there's any way to cure these people. Yes. Any luck following up on the Amberforth agronomics lead?
I have done
absolutely nothing.
I haven't pursued any of that investigation
I was trying to tell you about it. I knew about it, but... You punched me in the face.
I was detaining someone.
Oh, the young man with the whiplash?
Yeah.
The quote-unquote whiplash?
Yeah.
Yes, well, good luck. If you need anything, I'll be here at the hospital. We still have that other woman that you brought in. Mm. We're working on identifying her.
Is Miss Dr. Hampton restrained now?
Yes, he is. We have him restrained and sedated.
That's good.
So bam, I said. Bam, I'm assuming bam. That was the plan.
Yeah, he's gonna go to sleep for a couple of hours now.
Yeah.
Yay, sleepy time.
I do have to say that we are disposing of Kyle Oberlin's body. I'm treating it as a biological contaminant. I think it might be safer to just incinerate it.
All right. I appreciate the call, Doc, but shouldn't you call someone like maybe above my head? This is.
Well, you were the investigating officer.
Okay.
But you haven't actually like radioed anything in or reported to your superiors yet, or
I just think telling my superior officer myself, telling my superior officer that we're dealing with plant zombies is gonna sound different to when if it's coming from you.
All right, I just didn't want to go over your head, but I will I'll call your chief right now.
All right,
plant zombies.
All right. So, Meyer, how would you like to act on this information? I mean, you can do one of two things. You can let it get kicked up to the detectives' bureau, which it probably will be. They'll assign a detective, which if any of you gets killed or goes insane, you can come in as one of the investigating detectives. You can continue to pursue it on your own. They're probably going to ask you, you know, what the hell happened.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a pretty sorry state right now, I would have to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not doing so good.
What are you talking about? You're doing fine.
I'll let you think about that. James.
Yeah.
Give me a professional roll.
Two dice.
Two dice.
Six.
Six. Okay. In that case, you know Aberforth agronomics very well because they do booming business selling to marijuana farmers.
Yep.
Well, farmers of all kinds.
Right? Yeah.
You know, they sell hydroponic plant growing supplies. So, you know, they don't really ask what you're going to do with any of that shit.
I actually have a few places that are...
When someone like who looks like James walks in trying to buy stuff, they probably know what he's going to do. But they don't.
Most of the people coming in to buy hydroponic equipment probably come in looking like that.
Well, I mean, it's a rural county upstate, so you probably get a fair number of, you know, people who want to grow things organically. Not necessarily pot, but probably... in addition to pot.
Cucumbers, pot, carrots.
Most people would
pot.
Consider growing those things, you know, in the ground, especially if it's a rural area.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I have a few greenhouses. All different kinds of greenhouses.
Oh. Well, the thing about hydroponics also is that it's a more efficient way of growing things.
Yep.
So, like, if you, you know, if you put down fertilizer and, you know, plant food and water, you're going to lose some of that to the ground. And hydroponics, you can, you know, reclaim that and reuse it.
Yeah.
So it's a money
saver.
Kind of, yeah.
Now you see how much equipment you have to buy.
I'm all a part of your system.
Sorry.
Well, like, if you want to do it, like, in a grow room, yeah, then you have to buy a shitload of equipment. But mm-hmm. you can do hydroponic farming outside.
You could.
That'd be cool.
And, you know, grow things at normal times of the year. all right, so, yeah.
Yeah, I use a lot of it, but I'm in jail right now.
Well, do you want to, like, try to get them to bring back the officer so you can talk to him? Do you want to, you know, trade that information for something, try to weasel your way out? Or...
No, I'm definitely going to try and weasel my way out. I'm definitely going to need to find a way out of jail soon. Yeah, I can try...
Okay.
Convincing them that I can be helpful in this plant zombie apocalypse that's upon us.
So while Meyer's thinking, James, you get a phone call. You gonna call your lawyer?
Of course.
Okay. Who's your lawyer?
I feel like it's a lawyer from Breaking Bad.
Saul Goodman.
Better call Saul.
Yeah. All right. I think I have a semi-decent lawyer. Well, the four for my lawyer.
Sorry.
Somebody who's gotten me out of worse jams.
Okay, Bob Odenkirk shows up.
Wait, who is that? I know that name.
That's Saul.
Yeah.
That's the actor who plays him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who's Saul?
From Breaking Bad.
Oh.
Why not?
His name is Sal.
Sal Goodman?
Sal Goodman. Your attorney.
Sell bad, man.
Sal Goodberg. I don't know.
Oh, so he's Jewish, of course. Kidding.
All right.
Saul
so
Goodman on the show.
Sal,
his real name, Goodman.
Sal, your lawyer, shows up. He's, you know... He's carrying a briefcase. He's really, really full of piss and vinegar. You know, he's yelling at the cops about how they better not have mistreated you like they did the last time. He found a video on YouTube that he's planning to introduce into evidence. You know, so you better have read him his rights.
I did not get read my rights the second time around.
Well, I don't think they need to read you.
If you're already arrested.
In case you forgot,
you have the right to remain silent.
You know, if they so much as try to talk to you, he's gonna, you know, see that you collect their salaries for the next 3 years. He's really going off, and as soon as he gets you alone in an exam room, he says, "What the fuck, Paco?
I don't know. I thought the cars would look better without the windshields."
I mean, I'm a good lawyer, son, but Jesus Christ,
there's plant zombies.
Okay, you're gonna have to give me something a little bit. No, plant zombies is just fine. So you're angling for an insanity defense.
No, I'm serious. There's plant zombies. Ex the cop that got me. Ex, what's his face? Winston.
Ask the doctor.
Ask the doctor. Yeah, the doctor, the cheap bastard.
Cheap bastard.
All right, listen.
I thought it was clever.
I was clever.
I'm going to get a psychiatrist friend that I know to come by and talk to you. Feel free to mention this to as many people as possible. I think we can work with this. I think we can work with this. I have to say, Paco, you're either a genius or one of the most unhinged people I've ever met.
It gets better some days.
Are you one of those racist robots from Transformers?
But I think...
What are those fucking things named?
I don't know.
I think with this whole mental trauma angle, we might be able to get you released, if not on your own recognizance, into the custody of someone who is more mentally competent.
My brother's pretty competent. He does things.
So, you stay here. I'll see you at the arraignment tomorrow morning. And, as I said, keep telling as many people who will listen as you can that story.
I give him a big hug. I start crying on his shoulder.
Oh, man, it's okay.
Watch out for them.
I think that happens every time.
Yeah, this is not the first time that you've had to call Sal Lindberg.
He charges you $50 for it every time.
An hour.
No, I mean for the hug.
Oh,
$50 for the hug specifically.
It's itemized on your bill.
He did the hug.
It's itemized as mental anguish.
I make
emotional reciprocity.
I make a lot of my money off of his son anyway, so.
Yeah, he knows you're good for it because you do fairly well. All right, so James, you're pretty much stuck in jail for the night with what's his face, Julius.
I gave James a card so he can make a new character.
James is Julius is probably going to sober up sometime in the next 10 hours. If
he is, however, not going to stop talking about Obamacare.
No, and how it's ruining. It's ruining the national solvency.
I feel like his talking points would be the same. His speech would just be less slurred.
He makes slightly more sense as he sobers up.
Eric Consul. All
right, so I guess I call the police chief.
You'd probably want to call the
Head detective.
The detective bureau. There's a lieutenant. We'll call him Lieutenant Simmons.
I thought you were going to say Lieutenant Bam for a
minute. Lieutenant Bam.
Was there a call made to the CDC?
Yes, I did call the CDC.
Yeah, they've sent somebody.
Ah,
it's only been a couple of hours, but yeah,
I mean, the closest probably would be New York City.
Yeah,
I would imagine. So it'd take them a few hours to get up there.
So I don't know if I want to go through the CDC route or if I want to be on the detective side.
You can go either way.
Personally, I would say detectives because I don't really know how much more there is for my character to do either. So I don't know if
switch
we need
off.
Another. Yeah, I might roll up a new guy too.
Okay.
All right.
So,
but for now, Dr. Perlmutter is going to call.
In that case, James, I'll say you talk to the Lieutenant Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
And James, if you're going to be a detective, he'll just refer the call down to you because you're going to have to deal with the investigation anyway. So
okay.
There's no point in him taking the details.
Are you going to be a detective?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go detective. Sounds like a fun way to go. Going from completely insane to completely...
You might go insane really quickly.
I think my new character is going to be a drug dealer who's trying to make a name for himself by selling by the graveyard. Nobody sells by the graveyard, except that one guy. Smash cut to... so I'm going to go... Hello, detective.
Yeah, we'll come to that later.
Hello, detective. My name is Dr. Howard Perlmutter. I'm calling you from the County General.
Good evening, doctor.
Good afternoon.
I like your professional voice.
Oh, no, I'm a professional. Yes, I'm a professional adult, too.
You've gone from, he's dead, I thought he saw it, to, yes, hello.
How may I be of service to you today? I'm calling because, I've never had to make a call like this before. I was speaking to one of the local deputies earlier. He brought in a man that was found wandering the woods.
A dead man. A man came in here today. A dead man. With a press hat.
Okay, go on.
Where is that from?
Men in Black.
Right. Yes. The man was clinically and by all tests that I could run, dead. His name was Kyle Oberlin. He was actually killed 18 months earlier. I signed his death certificate. He was shot through the heart with a .45 caliber. And then this officer, Bobby Woodston, brought him back into my emergency room earlier today.
Oh, so somebody dug up the grave and was messing with it?
No.
Just to interrupt for a second, I'm going to get some water. Anybody else want some?
Yes, please.
Yes.
By point of fact, the rope around their neck, was that also cut?
No, that was frayed.
Yeah, he said that was frayed.
Oh, did he?
It looked like it was split.
Okay.
Did somebody cut the branch and then the rope broke? Or...
Somebody cut them free from whatever that was and was keeping them tied up and feeding them.
Yeah.
And they broke loose.
Yes, he was dead. There was no pulse, no heartbeat, no internal organs. His skin was cold. Very little sign of decay, though. And he was moving and speaking and moaning. He had a branch growing out of the back of his head, and most of his internal organs had been restructured into some sort of plant mass.
Is this some sort of prank?
No, Detective. I understand why you would think that, but you can check my references. I've worked for the police department before. I would not prank about this.
So what you're telling me is dead bodies are coming back as plants?
Mostly plant, yes. The same officer brought in a second person a little while later, a woman. We're still working on identifying her. But she had the same telltale signs. All the same tests came back. I spoke to the officer. He said I should refer it up the chain. The only thing I could find is that it seemed that these people were being cultivated, almost. The branches were cut, and they had frayed ropes around their neck. It looked like they were cut from some larger plant and then tied up somewhere. Someone was feeding them. They had clay pellets for hydroponics. I found them in a stomach-like organ. They came from Amberforth Agronomics. Unfortunately, we destroyed the body of Kyle Oberlin. I thought it was something of a contaminant. I'm waiting for the CDC to show up to examine the other body.
Okay, so you did contact the CDC. So
yes.
Are they sending somebody?
I believe so.
Okay. I gotta say, this is a lot to take in and extremely hard to believe.
I understand, Detective. I was a little incredulous myself.
Thank you.
But I can assure you, it is true.
Yellow.
You still have one in custody?
Yes, we have the woman. There was a... Wow, that's loud. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There was another patient who was brought in, alive. He had a psychotic episode and tried to kill Kyle Oberlin again. His body thing was damaged, and I had to kill him.
So you had to kill something that was already dead?
Yes. I ripped the branch out of the back of his head, and it seemed to cease whatever was making him move and keeping him alive.
So they have a weak point.
So it would seem.
Okay, well, I'm going to come down there and check out this supposed living plant person thingy.
Yes. When you get here, just ask for me.
Okay. You know, this sounds remarkably like Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yes, I suppose it does.
Bringing it back.
Good old Donald Sutherland.
I'll be down there as soon as I can.
Thank you, Detective.
So, as Detective James, Detective Brule.
That's B R H U L.
You need a name? I can come up with a
Detective
name.
Detective Cole Phelps.
Detective Michael Scarn.
Jason Wallowitz.
Detective Butters.
Butters, okay.
Agent Mulder, FBI.
Fisk. Mulder.
How about Fisk?
Fisk is a good one.
I'll do Fisk.
Jason Fisk.
Jason Fisk.
Okay.
Congratulations, Mr. Fisk.
Detective Fisk.
I'm sorry.
What's Kingpin's first name? I know his last
Wilson.
Name. Fisk. Wilson? Look at that.
Before you go down to the hospital, you should probably talk to the officer.
Yeah, I figure I'd have him radio and have him meet me at the hospital so I can do two things at once.
Okay.
I'm doing paperwork.
So, you're about an hour into overtime at this point, Meyer.
Yeah.
Hoping and praying that you can get home when the desk sergeant calls you over.
Feeling
and
like said, paperwork.
Yeah. Desk sergeant says that one of the detectives... paperwork. Wants you to meet him at Ulster County General.
Ugh, all
right. PDQ.
Yeah, good. PDQ? Right. I need another car. The other one doesn't have a window in it.
Yeah.
Don't look at me. That was Paco. I'm Detective Jason Fisk now.
They'll give you a new... they'll give you a new patrol car.
All
right. I was hoping all to get Paco insane.
We all converge at the hospital. Chris is there.
Yay.
Being
napping.
Crazy.
Napping. Hooray.
Forcibly napping.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, still a nap.
They
nap to nap to nap.
Chemical nap.
Ooh.
Chemical
coma.
Chemically induced nap.
Yay.
I want to be in a chemically induced coma once. That'd be nice. I'm asleep. Get a lot of rest.
I guess I'll be standing outside the quarantine room. I'm assuming there's a window. Just looking in, staring at the thing.
Yeah, it is...
waiting for...
Have we identified her yet? It's been several hours.
Yeah, actually. They ran her fingerprints, and she had been fingerprinted because she is a teacher. Hmm. She died of cancer. About a year ago.
What kind of cancer?
Leukemia.
Oh, that's a bad cancer.
Yeah. It was a painful battle.
Was there any sign of the leukemia in the tests we ran on her?
Not at all, no.
That's because there was no blood.
What was her name again?
Teacher.
I didn't say that. I didn't even come up with a name for this character. Call her...
Feeny. Karen, like the principal.
Karen
Feeny.
Ann Feeny.
From Boy Meets World.
Yes.
Yep.
I had a dream about Boy Meets World a week ago.
Is Mr. Feeny in it?
No.
Oh.
He's in Grey's Anatomy.
Mr. Feeny?
Yeah. He's a doctor.
Why do you watch Grey's Anatomy?
Amanda watches Grey's Anatomy. Uh-huh. I happen to be in the room playing video games at the same time, so...
Oh, okay.
He was also Dustin Hoffman's dad in The Graduate.
That's true.
Okay.
It's a good show.
Back on track.
So yeah, she was a she wasn't treated here, but she didn't even live here. They sent her body back because she was originally from Barrington.
So she was buried in the local cemetery.
Yeah, she grew up here. She moved to Pennsylvania.
And Kyle Oberlin was also buried here.
Yeah, Kyle was also buried here.
We went to, Meyer went to his grave.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And it was undisturbed?
Sinkhole.
Sinkhole.
Right.
Back to those again.
So you can look into, the murder case, Kyle, you know, see if there's anything remarkable about his death, but... You know, you could talk to the detective who investigated it. You could look into the cemetery. You know, the groundskeeper said that there's been sinkholes and dead people.
Oh, he doesn't know that.
Well,
Well, I'm talking to you, and like I know the information, obviously, because I was
I don't know that.
But my character is here talking to the two of you at the same time while staring at this.
Something weird and fucked up is going on
here. Right, so I'm going to work myself back in. Chris, if you want to join me, I'm going to be a journalist with a police scanner who's been picking up chatter about... It seems like everyone's going to the hospital today.
Probably should be.
You could be my photographer.
I do like photographs.
I love how we've written out two characters, or three characters, and nobody has died or gone insane yet.
I wanted Paco to go insane.
Well, I was trying to get
Chris almost went insane.
I was trying like hell.
Chris almost went insane.
Yeah.
But there's really not much we can do with someone in jail and
someone
in a chemically induced nap.
Yeah.
Detective Woodson, have you gone to the cemetery?
I went once to see if Kyle Overland's or Overland, right? Oberlin's gravesite was I wanted to see if there was evidence that he crawled out of the grave.
Okay.
But,
did it look disturbed in any way?
Well, the graves... I talked to the graveskeeper, and he talked about sinkholes, and there was a sinkhole, and there was a sinkhole by his gravesite. I didn't know the woman's name. We haven't identified it yet, so I would have seen if there was also a sinkhole at that gravesite.
So I'm assuming she's been identified by now?
Yeah, I would give you that. Yeah. And
female. All right, so you want to come with me for a trip to the cemetery to check out her gravesite?
Yes, sir.
And at this point, we can say an enterprising young journalist and his photographer.
Cameron McCready, journalist for the Ulster County Register.
Ooh,
hey. Hang on, I need to get down everybody's names. Okay.
I'm with a detective. I'm moving up in the world.
Alex, quick name. I just thought I'd like the one I came up with. Paul Rubens. Who's that? That's a real person.
Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I will be Pee Wee Herman.
What are you, Cameron?
Cameron McCready.
My!
People call me Mac.
Did you masturbate in a movie theater?
Paul O'Leary.
Chris is Paul O'Leary.
Ooh, it's Paul Rubin.
He's a photographer.
Very Irish.
Yes.
Yeah.
What all I got?
I'm a journalist. Well, you're a photographer for the Ulster County Register.
We've got a Scott, an Irishman.
Ulster County Register.
And James is James Fisk. Jason Fisk.
I need a side thing to give me an extra edge. Like, the doctor was a marathon runner, but it didn't come into play. If I'm going down to the cemetery, he is also a marathon runner.
He used to train.
He is a competitive eater.
The photographer is freaking 400 pounds.
I was going to say,
he gets mad at you all the time because you're always running around and doing your
thing. I was going to say amateur geologist.
Okay.
I feel like I'm a competitive eater, but I'm the kind that after he's done eating, he goes and runs for miles and miles excessively.
Yeah, not most competitive eaters are huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Just the huge ones are.
Yes.
He's not one of the huge
ones. I actually did a story about a competitive eating contest, and there was only one huge guy. Mm. Everyone else was pretty skinny. One of them was a Marine.
I thought that Chris was going for the funny angle of, you know, being a really out of shape guy.
Just uses competitive eating as an excuse to explain why he's so obese.
I could do that. You're right. Obese.
I can fill up that picture again if you guys want.
You might have to.
In fact, I'm eating a hot dog right now.
I'm dunking them in water.
Chili dog.
So I think we're in the office of the Ulster County Register.
Dunking them in water and just.
And I've been listening to my police scanner, and I hear that the detective is taking this agent,
patrolman,
and they're going to head out to the graveyard again.
And you've heard, also the ambulance traffic and. The patrolman, you know, calling for backup because he was in an accident, calling for an ambulance twice. Yeah. So this guy, this guy is a motherfucking shitstorm.
Yeah, he is a story. He's going to get me the front page. That's
right.
My
we'll go load me up in my hover round into our handicapped accessible van and
okay,
head out.
Maybe not that obese.
Oh,
your handy capable van.
Wait, Chris, what's your new name?
Paul O'Leary. You came up with it.
I know, I wasn't paying attention.
His name is Rufus Scaramanga.
Ooh.
That was a man with a golden
and
gun.
James is Jason Fisk.
Yeah.
What were you again, he goes?
Cameron McCready.
Cameron.
People call me Mac.
Do you know what his defining attribute was?
I forget who we're talking about.
The man with the golden gun.
Oh, he had a golden gun.
No, he had three nipples.
That wasn't his defining attribute.
Yes, it was.
Alright. Hey, Paul.
Yes?
I've been listening to the scanner. It seems like there's a lot of police activity going down today. I think people are heading over to the graveyard. Need a photog. Want to come?
The graveyard?
Yeah.
That pizza place is by there, right?
Yes, we could stop and get pizza when we're done.
Alright, I'm in.
You know what, fat guy?
What?
Do you know he's a fat guy?
Yeah. I'm a fat guy.
Alright, great, I'll drive.
This is obese.
Yeah. Don't worry, we're American.
Ah, good, I can finish my hot dog.
Most Americans are fat.
Oh, God. Yeah, I figured you would anyway. So, I'm gonna. Captain Mac's gonna drive him and Paul down to the graveyard.
Alright, so we'll say that the detectives. Detective Fisk and Patrolman Woodston arrive at the graveyard. A few minutes in advance of the intrepid news team from the Ulster County
News Team assemble. Is the groundskeeper still there?
He's not around.
Okay.
But there's a chapel. On the grounds.
It's a chapel.
I guess you would assume ride on mower gardening tools.
That's
that
loud.
That made a lot more noise than you intended.
Yeah.
Okay, I figure we go in, start find somebody, start flashing badges. I'm in a nice suit.
Okay. We'll say that, there is, would there be a receptionist? Probably not a full-time receptionist. You know who you get? You get Mrs. Myers.
Hey, my mom.
Mrs. Myers is a 70-year-old widow. She volunteers at the church. She keeps house at the rectory for the priests and the groundskeeper. He also lives on the grounds. She is placing flowers on some of the graves.
Okay. Approach. Excuse me, man. Detective Fisk.
Yes?
You wouldn't happen to know if there's a map or a layout of the graveyard here? We're trying to find some certain names.
Oh, well, we really don't have many graves here yet. Still mostly
still fresh.
Mostly new ground. I can check the registry for you if you like.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, she leads you back toward the chapel. It's kind of a smallish building where they have a room for viewing, usually right before burial.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we keep the fresh dead people.
There's
outside of it, we keep the old dead people.
There's a small desk in an adjacent office, and she... Who are you looking for exactly?
We're looking for Ann Feeney. And you know where Kyle Oberlin's grave is, right?
Ann
Feeney.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I knew her mother, Catherine. Such a terrible tragedy. She was such a young woman. Mm. Such a bright young woman.
Yeah, and her...
So what happened to her?
And where's her plot? Where's her grave?
It was the cancer. She was... Great. Catherine was very upset. when her daughter passed.
Grace, I
would hope so.
I could picture I'm sitting there like with a straight stone face and Myers' character just kind of standing like, I want to go home, tell me where the plot is.
You're two hours overtime at this point.
Yep. I'm also going kind of insane.
It's been a rough day.
It has.
You're looking for her grave?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
I kind of give him a glare. It's like, patience.
You know, young man, you really ought to mind your manners. It's no way for a policeman to comport himself.
Yep. So, about that gravesite, where is she?
You should really learn to be more polite, like your partner here.
He's not my partner, ma'am. He's a detective. I'm a patrolman. Gravesite. Please.
And you'll never get that big promotion up to his rank if you don't show a little more bedside manner.
Gravesite, bitch.
She just sort of gives you a stern look and she refers. That'll be row 3, grave 22.
Okay.
And then Meyer shoots her anyway.
Thanks.
Thanks, bitch. I
saw that. All right, let's head down there, check this place out.
And Feeny's grave is also sort of sunken in. The stone is sort of listing, but in the ground. And the sod over it is undisturbed. Like, the whole thing just...
It's like the same thing as Keith. It's just sunken in.
Kyle.
Kyle.
I know why it's sunken in.
Yeah, because someone took the body from underneath it, and then it just...
Yep.
Yeah, it's just why it might... And Detective Fisk is going to see if he can get authority to start digging up the grave.
I figured James understood that already, because he kept mentioning the underground tunnels.
You know, sir, the graves keeper was saying there was a bunch of different sinkholes, so maybe we can talk to him and, figure out where the sinkholes are and maybe match the names of people.
All right, we go.
You can probably just...
look around?
Yeah.
And just see
the walk around, yeah. He's right. There are about 7 or 8 of them.
Within our general area or, like, the whole area?
You know what? Give me an observation roll.
Two, right?
Yeah. Two for both of you.
Five.
Threes.
You're better detective than me.
That's why he's the detective.
That's why.
And you're just a patrolman.
Yep. That's it.
They all seem to be within a few rows of each other, but there's no real pattern to them.
That's the thing.
If you wanted to, like...
Open a dig up an area. Oh, wait, no, they would all have bodies.
That was a cool noise. That was a pretty cool noise.
If you wanted to, map it out, you could probably, see if there's some point that they're all equidistant to, and,
All right, get out.
Actually, you rolled 5?
Yeah.
Okay, with 5, you notice that they're all sort of in the rows around the marble entrance to a crypt.
Of course.
The crypt is kind of like the center point, and it's all kind of like...
Yeah, scattered around.
And it's all only where bodies are, right? Only where bodies were buried? There's no just sinkhole just to be a sinkhole?
Doesn't look like it, no.
I look to Woodston. Do you notice anything strange about this?
Looks like it's...
Meyer, you get that.
Yeah, it's all.
It's only where there are graves.
It looks like it's just. That's what I was gonna say. Looks like it's all where only where the graves are.
Yeah, I've seen that myself. They seem to all be centered around that crypt over there.
Yeah. So, what do you want to do?
Right now, I'm gonna go find out whose crypt that is. Call it in. See what best options we could do. See if we can go in there. See if we can dig up a grave or two. Make sure the bodies are still there.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
I don't. Usually, those crypts are like you can just go in. I think, right?
I don't think you could break. Yeah, it's not. It's still like afternoonish, so it'd still be visiting hours.
Yeah.
We're gonna go and talk to Mrs. Meyer and see who's in the crypt. what family has that part?
Yes.
Excuse me, ma'am. Sorry to bother you again, but do you know what anything about the crypt?
I put my name on it.
Oh, that would be the Cromwell's crypt. Poor, poor, dear Felicia. She lost her Danforth about 7 years back. You know, I've been trying to get her to come to the Widows Club meeting. We have a potluck dinner on the first Wednesday of every month, and sometimes we play bingo.
Wait, isn't it the Danforth Cromwell Cemetery?
Yes.
And the crypt is the Cromwell crypt? And
yes.
Felicia's, I'm assuming, still alive? Trying to get her to the Widows meeting, so I'm assuming it's her husband in there, or it's just the whole family.
What an awful
meeting.
Club.
The Widows Club.
They didn't even come up with a clever name for it.
The Widows Club.
It's just the Widows Club.
Allie's mom belongs to the Widows Club at St. Killian's.
Is it just called the Widows Club?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awful. At least give it a clever name.
The Lonely
Dead Husband's Club.
That's so much more appropriate.
That's not very clever.
Mine's alliterative.
But you can ask her for clarification. I mean, those are safe assumptions to make. But yeah, she's still like prattling on about the different activities. At this time,
I'm just put. He's
a. His head what do you guys have? Newspapers don't usually have vans.
No, I'd probably have a 1994. Ooh. Chrysler LeBaron.
Wow.
With a big duct tape patch on the convertible top.
Yep.
It seems like one side is lower than the other. But
I'm a journalist for the Ulster County Register. I'm not exactly rolling in money.
I hear the car pull up and I'm like, huh, that guy needs to get a shocks checked. Shocks checked. There we go.
Say that three times.
My tongue got stuck to my roof of my mouth. I don't know how that happened.
James's tongue was paralyzed for a moment. Sorry about that.
All right, so you guys step out.
Now the car looks even.
It looks like the cemetery is pretty much empty.
Do I see? I guess he's a detective, so he'd probably be driving an unmarked car.
Yeah.
It's all black.
I'm gonna walk by the window though and take a look inside to see if there's police accoutrements in there.
Patrolman Woodston is still wearing his Ulster County.
No, but I mean in the car.
In the car, yeah. There's a police radio.
Yeah.
Computer. Yeah. All the cool stuff.
The way to tell, I've realized, is the light.
Yeah.
There's a light on.
There's
the
a light on the lights.
No, like a light.
Hand light.
Yeah.
You could conceivably just have that installed in your car, too.
You could.
I know. I just wanted to check. I'm just being thorough.
Also, the ones, at least in Nassau County, tend to say police interceptor.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So, if you get close enough, it's not that hard to tell.
Yeah. Yeah, cops are here. Probably inside the office. I wonder what they're doing here.
Talking to Mrs. Meyer and trying to get information out of her.
I know what you're actually doing. I know what you're doing. My character does.
Mrs. Meyer, you have any coffee?
I don't think Mrs. Meyer's conscious.
Mrs. Meyer.
I think she had a stroke.
Mrs. Meyer. Mrs. Meyer.
Yes. I'm sorry. You know, I just completely blanked out.
Do you have any coffee?
See, I'm not sure if that was in character or it actually just happened.
No, that did actually just happen.
Yeah, right. I just blanked it out for a minute.
But I came back in character.
Well done.
Do you have any coffee?
Oh, no, young man, you know you shouldn't be drinking coffee this late in the day.
I know, ma'am.
Won't get a wink of sleep tonight.
I'm on overtime right now. I'm just really tired.
Oh, you poor dear. Let me get you a cup.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm going to start walking around the cemetery, seeing what's up.
All right, give me a perception roll.
I would say perception falls under journalist
and
cameraman purview.
Four.
Six.
Six. Okay, you both get that there are a lot of sinkholes around here for a, you know, newly refurbished
right.
and reconsecrated cemetery.
And as an amateur geologist...
Ooh,
look at you.
Think it ahead.
You would think that they would be bigger.
The sinkholes would be bigger?
The sinkholes would be bigger if the ground was truly settling.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to be confined to a few grave sites.
Are they grave-shaped sinkholes, too?
Roughly that size. A little bigger than that.
But they're, like, rectangular.
But yeah, they're... It's like somebody took the plot and pushed down in the middle.
Duke says, I got a 6. Do we notice that they are all centered around the... Mausoleum?
Yeah, why not?
Alright. Hey, Paul, seems like all these depressions are just graves. You see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's Chris's fat voice.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh,
it's like Sylvester Stallone now. Adrian.
Is it just me, or are they all like centered around that mausoleum over there?
Well, now that you pointed out, let's go over to the mausoleum.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound creepy at all.
I figure at this point, I'm still recklessly curious.
We don't realize
you're being reckless yet. Because we don't know about plants.
I'm taking pictures.
I'm taking notes. Mausoleum, graves, depressions.
Meyer and I would head back to the station, do research on the land, see what we can do about it.
I'm grave robbers, animals, something like that.
Take a nice picture of the mausoleum.
Both of you can give me perception checks. Persuasion.
All right.
Perception checks. Notice the reporters.
Oh, I got a 6.
I got a 5.
All right, so yeah, the journo with his notepad out.
Animals?
And the giant fat guy taking photographs.
That wasn't hard to miss.
Wait. I'd like to roll for them to fail.
We could, kid.
Yes. I'm going to roll for James to fail.
James rolled a 5 and
I rolled
a 6.
I rolled a 6.
And I rolled a 3.
Oh. Right, well, so one of them noticed this at least.
James noticed.
Mm-hmm. Meyer's tired.
I rolled a 6.
Meyer rolled a 6 and he's got higher insanity.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So you both noticed.
Alright.
Oh man, that guy looks big enough to cause even more depressions in that area. I don't say that in character.
Sir, what do you, looks like they're journalists. What do you want to do?
Leave them big. There's not much they can do. That's not what I wanted to say.
Do we notice the police officers?
Give me a perception check.
I got a 6.
5.
Yeah, so you...
I want to...
they seem to have noticed you and they're conferring.
Officers! Officers!
Oh, I'm gonna... They gotta talk to us.
I'm gonna run over to them.
I'll waddle behind you.
Paul, make sure you get this.
If you want to make them really uncomfortable, just start taking photographs.
Officers,
Cameron McCready, I'm with the Ulster County Register. Can you tell me about the strange happenings going on here at the cemetery?
I just got here myself. I'm actually trying to look into it on my own.
So you don't deny strange things are going on.
I just use
your fat voice.
So you don't deny strange things are going on.
I kind of just stare at him for a second.
Any idea what's causing all these depressions in the graves? Is there a string of grave robberies going on in the community?
I don't think it's grave robbers, but I'm looking into it. I will let you know more when I find out more.
I don't know about plant zombies, so I can't really go on that line of
advice. Yeah, and I'm not going to leave.
So I think the official...
Are there any cases of plant zombies in the area?
Have you ever played the game Plants vs. Zombies?
Go with the pea shooter.
So the official thing is no
reports of naked people wandering around.
That's true, yeah. We wouldn't fit there. What can you tell us about the naked people wandering the streets?
It's people just on drugs, nothing to worry about.
What drugs?
We've heard reports from the hospital that some people came in with branches protruding from the backs of their heads.
Also, they probably would have notified you guys that the CDC was called, wouldn't they have?
I think the CDC kind of works kind of under wraps, and then once it, people usually don't know until
if there was an emergency, then the CDC would send out notices.
Yeah, like they have to assess the information. Yeah. They have to assess the situation first,
ascertaining what's going on.
Yeah. Is there some sort of drug epidemic going around? Is this the bath salts that we've been hearing about all summer?
I hope it's not bath salts. It's normally a New Jersey and Florida problem. I don't want it to come to New York, and we're looking into it.
Should people be worried that they could be attacked by these nude drug maniacs?
If you do see a nude drugged up maniac...
I mean, your police officers will handle that. I can handle two myself today.
You've dealt with two of these people today.
Yes.
What can you tell me about them? How do they act? What should people look for?
You should just stay away from them, go back to your homes, and call us. We'll handle it.
This is, Alex, this is what, 3 or 4 years of assholish reporting coming up?
Yeah. I'm usually not this much of an asshole.
I
have to say, police are never this forthcoming.
First of all, I just want to point out that I love the sensationalism of the phrase "nude drug maniac." That's going to sell some fucking papers.
I figure Cameron McCready doesn't necessarily have the same journalistic standards that I do. What can you tell us about these drug fiends, officer?
They just slowly shamble up to you and try to bite you.
Like zombies.
Not like zombies, like drugged up maniacs.
Yeah. Like Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
What's that?
Bring it back.
Can you confirm any truth to the rumors of the branches protruding from their heads?
I've seen the branches at her edge, yeah, I guess. I think
I kind of give them a glare.
I'm both recording this and jotting down notes. So both these people had branches coming from the back of their head.
Yeah, that's correct.
Any idea how they managed to get impaled with branches and still be walking around?
It is very possible. It is not a medical mystery for people to suffer brain trauma and still walk around. That's why they're shambling. Please don't try to approach them, because they will try to attack you.
Come on, Detective, you're telling me that two people stumble out of the woods naked with tree branches impaled in their heads, and it just happens to be a medical coincidence?
The doctor did say something about plants, obviously.
A new kind
of
drug?
Wait, I'm sorry, a doctor said something about plant zombies?
I facepalmed so hard.
What doctor is that?
Like, it literally erupts.
Perlmutter.
Dr. Perlmutter?
Yeah.
At the County General Hospital, where they brought the patients.
You're not making a detective.
That's all right.
And I'm gonna look, because they all have little name tags. So I see that he is Officer...
I've taken pictures of their names.
Yes, Officer Woodston. I marked down, as of Officer Woodston. All right, well, Officer Woodston, thank you very much for the information.
What's Alex's character?
Mac.
Mac.
You can call me Mac.
Mac.
Mac, I got a number for that doctor.
You don't?
He's listed on the hospital's website.
Oh, great. We're good. Thank you. Thank you very much, officers. I'm going to walk back over to the car.
Waddle.
I'm resisting the urge to slap Meyer upside the head.
I figured that Bobby was tired and doesn't give a shit right now.
I kind of glare at him. Your superiors will be hearing about this.
He's at that point when he's
rolling
like,
into that third hour of overtime.
Yeah. He already had to deal with a lot of shit.
Zombies and, yeah.
He just doesn't give a shit right now.
He's thinking about a second career.
Yeah.
One that doesn't involve fucking plant zombies.
Yeah.
All right. So before you guys leave, you can try to find the groundskeeper, talk to him again. You can talk to the parish priest or the vicar.
We should go
to
the mausoleum.
Go and talk to all of them, see if they've seen anything weird in the area.
You can go in the mausoleum. And
hey, detective. Should I stay behind and make sure they don't break into anything?
You only have the one car.
Unless we really weren't doing anything suspicious.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not breaking in if it's open in a public cemetery.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Criminals don't usually go through so much trouble to draw attention to themselves.
We could talk to the people, see if they've seen anything strange, or then probably check out the mausoleum. But I want to like research, you know, like who's in there. Like if.
All right. So you don't want me to stay back and make sure they don't go and do it.
Yep, they left. They're going to the hospital, so they're not going to be back.
No.
Oh, I thought you guys were going to the hospital to talk to the doctor.
No, we're just going to call them.
Oh.
We have to check out we're here first. We're going to check out the mausoleum before we go.
Well, I figured we were going to check out the mausoleum as well, but I wanted to talk to the other people first.
So you go talk to other people. We're going to go to the mausoleum.
Yeah. All right. Be like that.
Did you want to conduct an interview with yourself?
Not right now. Okay. Let's go to the mausoleum first, and then we'll drive over to the hospital and do it in person. Because he could just hang up on me if we call. Well, we can call him, and then if he hangs up, we'll just go over there. But we're going to do the mausoleum.
Are you
going to
hang up on yourself?
I don't know. I haven't decided if I want to interview myself. But yeah, so we're going to go to the mausoleum. Does it have a name on top?
Yes, it does actually say
Cromwell.
Cromwell.
Okay.
Paul, get a picture of the crypt.
Yeah. All right, you go down. There's a short flight of steps.
You gotta open the gate first.
Yes, there's an iron gate. There are five stone caskets, you know, in a small chamber. Urns recessed into one wall, you know, family ashes.
Mm-hmm. I hope you get killed by a plant zombie.
Actually, I'm wrong. There are four stone caskets and an empty space for one.
Does it? Is it like broken out empty, or is
no,
it just like reserved space?
It's reserved space.
Is there
There's
a name
room
on it
for someone who hasn't died yet?
For some, yeah.
Probably Kathleen. Okay.
One of them says Danforth. One of them says
Dan third,
Wilmer.
Dan
one of them says anymore. Patricia. And one of them says
Horatio.
What is it?
Sans?
Liam.
No.
Horatio.
And then there's a fifth one that's empty.
And Danforth is.
Presumably for Felicia when she dies.
Who's
anything else? Is that it?
Give me a perception roll.
I'm gonna risk my sanity.
Yeah.
Why not?
Me too.
No, it didn't. Five.
My
sanity was one.
Four. okay. You guys see that most of the walls here seem to be made of pretty sizable blocks of marble.
Okay.
That are mortared together. But there's a block that isn't mortared in.
Ooh. Hey, Paul, look at that. That block's loose.
Whoa.
I'm gonna stick my pad in my pocket and...
I'm gonna, like, yeah.
Start.
Well, I'll grab one side, you grab the other side.
Yeah.
Give me, Each of you give me a one die roll, because I don't think this falls under, and...
One.
Three.
Three. All right, it doesn't budge.
Okay. Now, is it, can we tell, is it just too heavy to move, or is it actually
it's it's too heavy to move.
But we could actually get our fingers in around it.
It's not that big of a gap. Like, you couldn't push a finger into it. That was just part of the reason why it's too...
What if we tried pushing
it? If you hold your hand up to the crack, you can sort of feel a warm, you know, gust of air.
Okay, so it's open on the other side. Yeah, can we try pushing it?
Yeah, again, one die roll. If you want to risk hurting yourselves...
Yeah.
Yes.
6.
3. Didn't hurt myself, though.
Okay. 6.
Yeah.
the fat photographer...
puts his weight behind
it. Yeah, puts his weight behind it.
After spending a couple minutes trying to pull it out, he's winded. He leans on it. Pushes it in.
All right, you roll the 6,
yeah.
Right? Okay. So you hear something crack. Not from the marble block in the chamber with you.
I'm going to turn around.
Give me a perception roll to see if you can figure out where that came from.
6.
I should probably... 3.
It was relatively muffled. You think it came from inside one of the caskets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go make me a sand check for that. I actually rolled a 1. I'm okay. Could I tell? I had a 6. Could I tell which one?
Yeah, it was Danforth.
Of course it was.
Poor Danforth.
Now, was it like a wood crack? Like a crack of wood?
Or a skull cracking?
You probably would. It could have been a crack of wood. It could have been a plastic crack, like a something snapping.
No, because it's a mausoleum. I'm assuming that there's like a slab over the opening where the caskets are, so they're just exposed caskets.
Yes.
If
you wanted to pry it off, you'd probably need either two people, someone else to help you, or a crowbar, or
yeah. I could run out to my car and grab, like, the tire iron. That would probably have, like, a prying end on it.
Yeah.
Some do, yeah.
You guys aren't staying behind to watch this?
I asked. He said no.
Okay.
I said we're talking to people that were doing research.
All right.
Research. So what do journalists need research for?
We've got a crowbar.
Yeah, Paul, let's run back to my car for a second, grab some stuff.
While you guys are...
All right.
While you guys are running back to the car...
I was seeing if we can get permission to dig up the plots.
Okay, you can talk to Father Kaminsky, he's the parish priest, or you can talk to Father Lonegro, he is the...
Whoa! Come on, Ryan.
Negro with an I.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I guess it would be Lonegro, maybe? No. Still Lonegro.
Wow. Racist.
It's fabulous.
It's his last name.
Barry.
Well, someone Barry. Should tell him his last name is offensive.
Yeah.
Okay, wouldn't we need permission from the families?
Yes.
Like that?
Yes, you would need their permission.
Yeah. You'd probably need a court order, too.
Yeah, so I figured I'd write down like all the names of which plots. I mean, if we could just get one of them to agree, that would be enough.
What do you want to do? Do you want to interview the priests and talk to them about like what's been going on?
They're taking a long "don't die right away" around.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
I want to find out if the caskets are still in the graves. That's
right.
My only thing that I want to figure out.
Because
2 bodies that were supposed to be in the graves are not.
You can if you want to call that in. I'd say that's a 2 die roll. Depending on how you do, will be how quickly you get the court order. Like, if you roll a 6, you know a judge who will sign anything you kick up to him, and he'll have it in, like, a half an hour. If you roll a 1, it's going to take a week, and there'll be a drawn-out argument from the family's lawyers and stuff. But
did anyone notify the families of the bodies that were walking around?
Nope, nobody's done that yet.
I didn't do that on purpose.
Yeah.
6.
You got a 6?
Yes.
Okay, so...
you know what, Judge?
That, Judge Burns...
You've got a couple signatures. You're just going to fill in the rest around it.
Come on, Burnsy, you can trust me.
All right, Fisk, but don't fuck me on this one.
I just want to start out with the bodies that are supposed to be there, but they're in the hospital right now.
You'll have your court order in half an hour.
Groovy. I give him a thumbs up.
Groovy.
I'm on the phone. I can't see your thumbs up. How many times do I have to tell you?
FaceTime. On iPod. Phone.
Alright. So do you guys want to talk to Father Kaminsky or Father Olivero, or you could try to find the groundskeeper. His name is Stan. Or you could talk to Mrs. Myers some more.
I don't want to talk to my mom.
No, I hate her.
She's very charming.
I love my mom in real life, but in the game I hate her. Well, in real life, my mom isn't that old.
Oh, Sonny boy, you're here. Let me talk to you.
Imagine if your mom was that old. Like, you just got home and she's like 40 years older.
Yeah. Oh, Billy, I'm so glad you're home.
I feel like your mom would do that to you just to piss you off.
Yeah, that sounds like a
mom. Are you 40 years older? Yes.
No, I mean just
I know how much you know, Billy.
You shouldn't have coffee so late in the day. You'll not sleep a wink tonight.
Any more cursing though from my mom's.
That's true.
Do you want to go talk to
put down the fucking
one of the priests and I'll talk to the other one? Or rock, paper, scissors for
you? I didn't come.
Whatever you want, sir.
You're the boss, James, so...
I'm asking him an opinion because he's been, you know...
He's not so helpful.
I really want to send him home, but I don't want to kick him out of the game.
Kick me out if you want it.
You can tell him, look, if this is the way you're going to behave, then fucking knock off already and I'll get someone else and do this by myself. But, you know...
Yeah, I didn't want to leave Maya out of the game.
I'll play
a replacement if you want to kick me out.
Give him the choice if you want. Just say, look, if you want to go home, go home.
You play Wobby Boodston.
Wobby Boodston?
It's Bobby Woodston, but I transposed it.
Oh, yeah, Wobby Boodston.
You've been less than polite.
You're the superior officer, son.
To the nice old lady, and you have given the reporters almost everything.
Pretty much everything.
So, Meyer, it's really up to you whether or not you want to see this through as your character. Do you want to continue to play Bobby Woodston and put this issue to bed, or do you want to come in as
Wobby Boodston?
Wobby Boodston.
I'm going to stick as Bobby Woodston.
Okay, well, Mrs. Myers comes up to you. I'm very sorry, son. Here's that cup of coffee you wanted.
Does it look like it has spit in it?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hardly any at all.
Throw it in her face.
She's an old lady who's a church volunteer. You'd be as mean to her as you want. She's not going to spit in your mouth.
Thank you, ma'am.
She's a nice old lady.
That was very kindly. Oh! Party fell.
Oh, no.
Not
water.
Oh.
All over your cards.
No.
You got your index card.
My precious written on index cards.
No. They're the non-lined variety.
This is entertainment here.
Oh God, Dr. Howard Perlmutter.
You're wet.
Doctors hate water.
Dr. Perlmutter is just walking through the hospital with a huge bucket full of water just gets dumped on.
Straight only on him.
How is that even possible?
After the plant zombies.
Somebody goes, I don't know, and then gets a bucket of slime dumped on the
floor. I decided I'll stick as Bobby Woodson, the only person to stick as their character.
I didn't have a choice.
Otherwise, the rest of us would just be sitting around not doing anything. Chris and I would be chilling at the hospital, and James would be listening to the crazy Republican go on about how Obamacare is destroying the country.
Well, what we could have done, if you guys wanted to stick with your original characters, was try to find a way to keep you involved. Because, I mean, Alex, if your character, you know, as the medical man who is completely out of his depth here, you could reasonably say that your character, you know, is pathologically driven to figure out what the hell is happening.
Yeah, but that would be on the hospital. I figured he wouldn't go out doing any investigating. And I figured he's not dead. So if he needs to, he can come back.
My character's just in jail.
And your character will be out in the morning.
We probably could have fast-forwarded like 12 hours and my character would have woke up and your character would have been getting kicked out of the drunk tank. Well, it didn't. We're still doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I think it's fine. If we need them, they're still there.
They're still there. It'll come back.
I really did want him to go insane and start. I really did want
him. Oh, you left your spot, the wet spot?
Yep.
Alright, so now you're too far away. I can't touch you.
I'll always be in your heart, James.
So, interviewing the priests. Huh. James, you know, you're the boss. Give him an assignment.
All right, you go interview one, I'll go interview the other.
Okay.
Good assigning. Yeah, you interview one, I'll interview the other.
All right.
Man, I might
which one should I interview?
You get the left one.
One that I'm not interviewing.
I'll get the right one. I might make a detective after all.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
If Fisk is an example, I could make the detective.
All right, so... Meyer, you call it. Do you want Father Lo Negro or Father Kaminsky?
I'll go with the racist one.
I couldn't remember their names, so that's why I just made him choose.
I'll go with the racist guy.
Okay, you're going to talk to the curate, yeah. Father. He's the associate pastor. We'll say that he is just finishing up saying the evening mass. There are people coming out of the church. It is the church is Our Lady of the Valley. It's a Roman Catholic church.
Which valley?
What are we supposed to get out of again?
Hudson Valley.
Just talk to him about any weird things.
We want an Our Lady of Silicon Valley.
Problems they've been having with the graveyard.
You know, parishioners are coming out. You know. That was a lovely mass, Father. You know, very, very nicely said.
And some of you knows the families and the graves that are missing. Well, the graves that are sunken in.
He looks over at you and notices, you know, you standing there waiting to talk to him. Excuse me a moment. He walks over to you. Can I help you, Officer?
Yes, Father. I'm.
Call me Tony.
Okay. Tony.
You can call me Tony.
He's a young priest. He wants to be everybody's friend.
I'm investigating...
plant zombies.
Well, I'm in an investigation, and... I've come to my information that... There is sinkholes in the graveyard, and
sinkholes. Yes, Stanley has told me about that. Meyer, give me a professional role.
Okay. Yeah. Five.
Okay. When you said that you were involved in an investigation,
yeah.
He kind of, like, glanced over his shoulder. It looked like a nervous tick, like he was worried about what you were going to ask him.
Ask him about his altar boys.
Oh.
What's over his shoulder is what you really...
Yeah, what did he look at?
He glanced back at the church.
So do you know anything about the sinkholes, Father?
Not much other than what Stanley has told me. He had a surveyor in. The surveyor said it was just the ground settling. Hopefully it wouldn't happen.
Do you work with... what was the chemical fact?
Amberforth Agronomics.
Yeah, we work with agronomics. Agronomics. Do you have any dealings with them?
Amberforth Agronomics. Not that I can recall. No, you don't even need to make a roll. He's kind of you said something. You said the right thing.
Yeah.
He's kind of lying now. He's not terribly good at it.
Because if you haven't had dealings with them, and you're concerned about it, you can always I can always help you out for any information that you give me.
Now the pencil shop is going to get all wet.
No.
There. Happy now?
A little bit.
I'm not happy.
Want me to stick it back up my urethra? There's an in-joke for everyone listening. Doesn't make much more sense than what you've heard, though.
Nope. Still creeps me out.
He looks a little nervous. Meyer,
yeah.
You're going to have to make a kind of a persuasion check to get him to talk to you a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
to get him to open up.
Okay.
So he looks nervous.
You're good at persuading.
He's worried that he's maybe he's worried that he's going to incriminate himself. You don't know. Maybe he's worried that saying what he knows would be wrong. You know, you're not sure, but you gotta say something to get him to talk.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man of God.
All
right. Which God, though?
Mm. I would call that professional, and if you're willing to risk your sanity, I guess. I don't know how that would...
Unless if he tells...
You know, I do know...
Hulu priest.
I do know how that would
work.
Emotionally manipulating a priest is pretty low.
Well,
yeah,
I'm not going to do that one. Go! Six.
All right, so what do you say to him?
You took an oath as a man of God.
Plus, Father, you... As a man of God, you are supposed to help your flock, shepherd the flock. And today has been a doozy of a day for me. I've had seen some terrible stuff happen to people. Branches in their head.
I broke a lady's arm.
Oh my.
I mean, and the crazy thing was that both of these people were pronounced dead, and somehow they're walking this earth. And that sounds to me like end times.
You certainly sound like a man with a heavy conscience. Why don't you come into the confessional and all?
Don't go into the...
Do not go
into... No, go into the confessional.
Go.
Meyer, give me a perception check.
Alright. I got a 5.
5. Okay. He wants to tell you, but he's kind of looking around. You can sense that you said the right thing. You're very persuasive.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to say it where everybody can hear.
Okay. Then we'll go in.
You sit down, you lay down.
Yeah, he leaves you into the...
And by confessional, he means the kill you booth.
No, he.
Confessional has this, like, rape.
Oh, God. It's Sir Shady's confessional.
Quick, fetch my loot ladle.
Jesus Christ.
We're going to hell.
Yeah, we are. Hell in a handbasket.
I'm driving the bus.
He slides into his side of the booth and he says, mm-hmm. I've had my suspicions for several months now, but I didn't want to come forward because Mrs. Cromwell has been so generous to the parish.
Mm.
She donated millions of dollars to have the cemetery refurbished and the rectory rebuilt.
So,
but I've noticed some strange goings on.
Somebody's digging up corpses and eating them.
Like what?
I have no control.
Well, there's been some strange deliveries of agricultural supplies in the middle of the night. Father Kaminsky signs for them and keeps them in the storeroom in the rectory, and then he gives them to Albert. Mrs. Cromwell's chauffeur.
Uh-huh. So, Father Krinsky is in on this? Whatever this is?
Well, he's just accepting deliveries.
I believe so. I know that it's a blessing that Mrs. Cromwell has given us so much of her fortune. It's very, very generous of her, but I think they're growing marijuana down there. Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm gonna laugh if this guy's just playing innocent.
Wouldn't it be fantastic if after all of this
they were
what's really going on? The whole big mystery is they're growing marijuana down there.
What about the plans, zombies?
That's cool.
The unrelated case.
There's some really bad bug, yo.
We needed something to get you to look at the cemetery. Corpses.
Can you get me into the basement then?
I don't.
Shut up, James.
I don't know what they're doing. All I know is when they were excavating for the Cromwell's crypts, they dug out a whole lot more of the
ground.
The area than they actually needed.
So you're saying there might be like an secret underground lair under there?
Secret?
Well, if it's a, I don't know if I would call it a lair so much, but
I would. I know I'm not there, but I'd call it a lair.
I'd call it that.
Or you could wear at the lair.
We're trying to get into the lair.
We got into the lair.
I've been in conflict for a long time because, as I said, she has donated so much of her fortune to the church, and it does benefit us somehow. But I feel like we're not setting a good example if we're hosting a marijuana farm.
Yeah. You are absolutely right. That's why I need you to point me to that door where it is. And I'll make sure that
I would check out the crypt if I were you.
Well, Father, I'll say a couple Hail Marys and hopefully the Lord will forgive me.
You cross yourself and walk out of the confessional. Meanwhile, James, you go looking for Father Kaminsky.
Yes.
Yeah, he is an older gentleman, salt and pepper gray hair, very, very sober and somber looking.
Does he have cataracts? What's the thing that they give medicinal marijuana for?
Yeah, cataracts.
It is?
Yeah.
All right, does he have cataracts?
Yeah, why not? He's older.
Maybe.
Excuse me, Father, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yes.
Glaucoma, isn't it glaucoma?
Yes, it is glaucoma. You're right, I'm sorry.
I'm sure you can get weed for cataracts.
In California.
If you go to California, I'm pretty sure you can get weed for. It doesn't feel very good.
I can't fall asleep.
It hurts right here. Have a joint.
It hurts here, where I've been stabbing myself.
Oh, yeah, you need a couple of joints on that.
I keep thinking of my scabs. They're not healing.
I keep smoking this plant and getting really hungry.
Oh, I'll give some more then.
Smoke more. And now in Colorado and Washington, too.
Yes.
Yep.
Colorado and Washington was recreational.
Yeah.
It's completely legal.
And hostess.
Let's go to Colorado.
Just as that happened.
Bad timing.
That is really bad
timing. Or really good timing for whoever buys Twinkies.
Well, never say it might not be done, so.
That's good.
Well, yeah.
What might not be done?
Yes, hostess. How may I help you?
Do we notice anything strange going on other than the sinkholes?
Strange? Not at all. No.
Okay, what's in the crypt?
What's in the crypt?
The Cromwell family crypt.
Yeah, the sinkholes seem to be centered around that.
Wow, you're very direct.
Well, Mrs. Cromwell's husband, his parents, and his older brother.
Okay.
Are currently resting in state in the crypt, and...
Do you know how many of them died? How all of them died?
Murder, murder, murder.
Old age.
He was old age.
Choked on a pretzel.
Autoerotic asphyxiation accident.
He was reading the Bible, of course, and
choking himself and masturbating.
masturbating and whipping himself. Slogging.
Autoflagellation. He strokes his chin and says, well, let's see, old Mr. Cromwell, he got the dementia, something awful, and he died about 20 years back. I was just new to the parish then. And Mrs. Cromwell, Patricia, well, she didn't last too much longer. Old age. Liam, he died in Vietnam.
Vietnam. Died in the name.
Young man.
Okay.
Those damn Viet Congs.
You know, Mrs. Cromwell actually had her whole family disinterred and reburied here.
Ooh. How fancy.
Any particular reason why?
Wish I had the money to go dig it up my relatives.
I wish I was like Lennon. If you guys outlive
me, I want you to disinter me as many times as possible.
Just reinter you in different places.
Yeah. Well, it's Tuesday, time to go dig it up Chris's corpse.
Sir, Mr. Baumler was already buried in this cemetery and you had him moved.
Yes.
Yeah, we're just rotating between three different spots.
Get the backhoe. Anyway, so...
I'm serious about that. It's recorded, played in court. My parents give you any trouble.
Baumler's back. We saved a spot for him.
You're not planning to outlive your parents.
Please. Please, my poor son.
Nope, just saying, dig him up.
I'm just saying, if something
dig
happens...
Dig up his body.
It's my wishes.
I want a Viking funeral.
You've got to have plans in place. It's never too early.
We've recorded it, and the whole internet has heard it.
All right.
Anyway, she said she wanted to give her relatives the resting place that they deserved. It's why she was gave us such a generous donation to have the old movie theater torn up and have this land consecrated for the church.
Interesting. Do you still get in touch with her?
Oh, she comes by every day.
You still play movies there?
Yep, we do. Driving.
Okay. Sorry. Sit on the gravestones.
Yeah. The big movie screen up.
Church sells popcorn after 7.
Tonight's movie, Night of the Living Dead.
I think they actually do that in some graveyards.
That's awful.
Yes.
That is awesome. That is awesome in every single way possible. Awesome can be used.
But, yeah, she comes by every day at 11 and sits by her husband's graveside for 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's oddly specific.
Well, she's a very busy woman.
She does have the stopwatch every now and then. Mm-hmm.
She's very prompt.
She has to keep so regular.
Do you know anything about Amberforth agronomics?
James, give me a perception roll. He is also going to...
I got a 5.
He got a 4. So... you see him sort of twitch a little bit. Well, I know they're a local agricultural supplier, aren't they?
Yeah.
Some farm equipment?
Well, it's, for mostly growing needs. We found 2 of the bodies from your graveyard with stomach full of them.
2 bodies from our graveyard?
Yes.
Have the graves been disturbed? He's really upset by this. And,
just the sinkholes.
Sinkholes?
Yes.
So what are you implying, that somebody's robbing our graveyard?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
That's absurd. Why would anyone do that?
There are sick people in this world.
Sick people.
Corpse fuckers.
Sexual pleasure.
Corpse fuckers!
Food.
Two words.
Food, please. And it's my job to get rid of these sick people, which is why I'm here.
The corpse fuckers.
I'm Jason Fisk.
I'll cooperate in any way I can.
Nasty corpse fuckers. That's three words.
Corpse fuckers.
What do you need from me?
Well, just, have you seen any people coming by? Anything strange?
I don't have any more to that, so
other
good.
Than...
No, not at all. The occasional mourners. I certainly haven't seen any graves dug up.
That's a quote worth saving.
Nasty corpse fuckers?
Corpse fuckers is hyphenated.
I don't know how the agricultural, product and dead bodies coincide, but somehow they are, for some reason. So if you know anything about any of the two, just let me know.
You can tell from what he said, the way he phrased his response, that he knows something that he's not letting on. But he's very cool and collected about it, whereas the young priest, was feeling guilty.
So that means I'm going to look at the hero.
Because he suspected that something was going on. You suspect that Father Kaminsky knows something is going on and just isn't letting on.
It's a good thing I picked racism.
Always go for racism.
Yeah. That's a lesson to all you on the internet. Always go for race.
Unless sexism is an option.
That's true.
I guess I'll stop interviewing from right now and then meet up with my underling. When I get his information, I have that,
All right. So meanwhile, we've got...
so I can catch him in a lie later.
Meanwhile, in the lair of evil...
Mac and O'Leary returning from their car with a tire on.
Yep. Did I have a flashlight in my trunk?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
I've got a donut now.
And Chris has a donut. Well, it's probably gone by the time we get back to the crypt.
I brought more than one. There's only one left by the time we get to the crypt.
Gotcha. All right, so I got my flashlight in one hand and my tire iron in the other.
All right. You're going to pry off the...
Is it still making noise?
No, it just cracked that one time.
Oh.
See, Paul would have helped you carry those things.
I'm going to shine the flashlight into the stone that we pushed through.
Yeah.
See what's on the other side.
A mouse. You see, an earthen... It didn't go all the way.
Mm-hmm.
But you can kind of see through the crack. You can see, the walls of an earthen tunnel that sort of... Descend.
Wow, look at that. It's like a tunnel.
Yeah.
All right, you want to see if we can see what's in that?
That picture is just going to be the flash on the marble, by the way, probably.
Yeah.
You're not a good photographer.
It's you always take, 100 pictures and use two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, maybe I wouldn't use the flash, then.
Does it can you fit through the hole?
It's...
It's just a crack.
You would have to really shove that thing out of the way.
Well, you want to check out that tomb first, and then we'll... All right, so I'm going to use the...
Go ahead, give me a roll, one die.
Oh, my gosh, I'm, falling asleep.
You can risk your...
I get a bonus die for the crowbar thing?
Tunnels are cool.
Two.
Yes. Are you helping him?
Okay.
He's helping him by eating a donut.
Five.
He leans on the crowbar.
All right. Paul O'Leary is a fat guy, but he's a strong motherfucker.
No, he's also
lean
a fat
motherfucker. Lean on it. I don't
need to put muscle on it. He's got a lot of
mass. He's got a lot of leverage. you push the stone slab, slightly off of the casket.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath you see a... Well, where you would expect to see a wooden coffin, there's nothing.
Huh. Any indication what made the crack, then?
Give me a perception.
Yeah, there's a hidden switch that makes the flap open.
Four.
Yeah, actually, it looks like there's some kind of a pressure plate on the bottom of the sarcophagus, the stone casket.
Check, there's a guy.
It looks broken, like you wrenched something out of place and broke the mechanism when he pushed the marble.
Yeah, broken.
Okay, there was a secret button. Can I try to still push it down?
It's broken.
Yes. I guess we probably connected to that big piece of marble we pushed.
You broke it?
I guess so.
Electricity's back.
Oh, broke it?
Whoops.
Broke it. Adrian.
Guess we might as well finish pushing the block through, right?
Yeah.
Alright, so we're going to go block another shove.
Apollo got killed.
I'm going to leverage, I'm going to use my pop. Wait, one die or two?
One.
Seven. I'm going to try hurting myself. Not try.
Three
on that, so I have to roll. Yeah, I hurt myself.
Okay. So yeah, you really wrench your back, because damn, that was a heavy marble slab.
Yeah.
Lots of marbles.
But yeah, you push it through, and you reveal a tunnel, earthen walls. Sort of goes a few feet forward and then descends. Looks like there are steps that were hewn into the.
Paul, there's a secret tunnel under the cemetery. This is awesome. I'm gonna turn my tape recorder on and stick it in my pocket so I can just sort of dictate notes to myself.
Okay.
I'm taking more pictures.
I got my flashlight.
More and more.
And just because it's kind of creepy, I still have the tire iron.
Okay.
And I'm going to descend.
All right. You guys come around.
I see your map and it's awful.
Yeah, well. you go down about 30 feet.
Okay.
This is pretty far underground.
So are we making our way toward that sperm chamber over there?
Yes.
All right.
You come around a corner, and there's sort of like a recess in one of the walls.
Recess?
You see bags of plant food, fertilizer, yes, supplies.
Yeah.
Looks like gardening equipment, spades, trowels, pruning shears, hedge trimmer, gasoline.
Gasoline.
For the hedge trimmer.
Oh, all right, yeah. Okay, I was going to say, that's not a...
I mean, out of character, I really want to take that hedge trimmer. In character, I have no reason to take that hedge trimmer.
Yeah.
There's, like I said, a gallon jug of gasoline.
I'm just going to poke her. Is the hedge trimmer full?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to take it.
And there's
it's just good to know for the future.
There's a... maybe 100 meters of hempen rope.
Huh.
Hemp rope.
Hemp rope.
This is odd. Just have a cache of stuff. Someone gardening down here?
Explain the company's name that I forgot.
Well, we don't know about that.
Oh, then I won't say it either.
Out of character knowledge.
You think someone's like growing drugs down here?
What, the priests?
Think about it. The priests have an underground drug farm. Really? How else have they been able to finance the new construction? Or better yet, it's old lady,
Cromwell.
Cromwell. Maybe that's how she's making her money. She's able to pay for the new expansion.
Does old lady Cromwell have a well-known source of her money?
As local journalists, both of you give me professional roles.
Six.
Five.
Felicia Cromwell was the wife of Danforth Cromwell, who owned the Barrington Brewing Company, a very successful local brewery. You know, made a lot of local beers popular with the college kids around
here. Oh, okay.
All
right,
so.
Pretty sure she got all that money from drunk college kids.
They've kind of fallen on hard times, though.
Oh, but they've kind of fallen on hard times. Well,
you know, ever since...
Selling weed to college kids. Pretty much the same thing.
Ever since he
sickened and died. He was sick for about 10 years before he died, and the company kind of had a slow decline.
That's because the chief ingredient in their beer was his semen.
Glad I never drank
that. That wouldn't make good beer.
I was going more for the fact that, you know, without his leadership...
No.
Yeah, that's what I took.
Bodily fluids.
Okay.
Bodily fluids.
I can testify for that. I don't want bodily fluids.
They had quite a bit of money, and you know that he died about 7 years back. But
I guess they should have blown through it then.
She is kind of a local eccentric, you know, very, very into mysticism.
She's
very,
a wild lady.
Very reclusive.
I mean, maybe she blew through all their savings.
Well, one way to find out.
Yeah, press on down the tunnel.
Okay, you come.
We're going to keep making a bad decision.
Yeah, you guys are.
I wanted to make this bad decision for like 20 minutes now.
You guys walk around a very gently sloping curve, and you come out into a long chamber. And here's what you see:
it's
full of giant cocks.
Well, that's...
Oh, God.
Well, I'm leaving.
It's
like Meyer on a Thursday night.
It is a large chamber, about maybe 40 feet by 15.
I do a giant...
By 10. Very high, too.
Is it a drug joke? Very high.
Yes, very high. It does look like somebody has set up a controlled grow room down here. There are fans lining the floor. There's a ductwork system on the ceiling. High density halogen lamps.
So it's bright.
So yeah, it's very bright. Temperature controlled too.
Wow.
So it's a little cooler here.
I think you were right.
Can we see what they're growing?
Yes. What they're growing is not pot.
Oh.
What they're growing, the floor is covered in vines, just snaking every which way. In the middle of a pile of clay beads, that you know, the growth medium that stretches from one end of the room to the other, there are these weird kind of bulb-looking things that are about 4 feet high. They look almost like tulip bulbs, with the vines coming out of them. They kind of look a sickly greeny color, not like a healthy verdant green, but you know, like
puke green.
Yeah, like a dying
vile.
And they seem to be filled with some kind of a viscous greenish black fluid.
Ew.
You can tell that some of the vines looks like they're tunneling into the earth, like they snake off. And one of the bulbs at the opposite end of the room is like standing up completely erect,
like a penis,
almost. Yeah,
the cock reference
about a foot or two. Like it almost looks like the edges of the bulb have kind of unfurled.
So with that one's blooming, and the other
but this one is sealed up tight.
Oh, okay.
So this one hasn't
bugged. So the other three are open.
Yes.
But was there any marijuana?
No.
I'm going to make a sound check.
Really? It's just some plants.
Yeah, but they're really creepy.
You can hear something moving at the other end of the...
You know what? If Alex is doing it, I'm going to do it too.
I went a little insane.
Yeah,
I rolled a 4 too. Can we see what's moving over there? I mean, it's bright. We got the flashlight.
I think it
might.
I haven't stopped taking pictures.
You see, in a clear glass case,
the Pope,
a man in a suit. You know, you see his feet.
This
is kind of like from the way opposite end of the chamber. You can see he's dressed in a very nicely tailored silk suit. Looks like he's laid out in state in a glass coffin.
Mm-hmm.
And around him, you can see naked people tied to posts.
Could still be the pope.
How many?
About six. And they are sort of aimlessly, you know, tugging at the ropes. They look like they're trying to leave, but not, and they're very obviously choking themselves, but it doesn't seem to register.
And the posts are around.
Yeah, they're
like
around.
That.
Yes, exactly. Around the. It looks almost like they're guarding him.
Shall we again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
Oh. Ew, oh, I stayed sane-ish.
I did not. I went a little more insane.
So I'll take a picture of it.
Oh.
Get your flag board.
It's too late. I have to find the app and everything.
God.
Oh, no, I just dropped it.
At the one joke we made up and you fucked it over.
I didn't see you getting a foghorn.
I have a shitty phone.
You have a dumb phone.
My battery's dead.
Yeah, mine's dying too.
I don't have a fancy smithy.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
Think we should go.
Yeah.
Taking pictures.
Adrian.
Yeah, I took pictures
Apollo.
Of it.
Apollo.
Yeah, we should.
In the key.
I think we should go see if those police officers are still upstairs. Or outside.
Outside.
Alex, you can you can give me two dice.
Yeah.
Chris, you give me one, because you're a big fat guy and probably a little bit ungainly.
Yeah, we're running.
Unless you want to risk hurting yourself or your sanity, then you can roll more.
Wait, to do what?
To avoid stepping on one of the vines.
I'm going to risk my health for that.
I'm going to...
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to roll against Chris.
Three.
And four.
Hey, Chris... I rolled a 5.
Right, so I'm stepping on a vine. Can I roll for Alex to fail?
If you want.
Although I won.
Yeah, you just roll 1.
3.
Alright.
Now you're invincible!
And then the ceiling falls.
So,
it goes frozen.
Alex, I'm sorry, Chris.
It's frozen.
You accidentally, you know, your balloon of a leg.
Yeah.
With a tiny little sneaker on the end of it, grazes one of the vines as you turn around to leave, and it instantly whips around and coils around your leg.
Apparently I'm okay with that.
I have a draw note.
You're under pressure.
This fucking thing's wrapping around my leg.
You keep it together. It starts to pull you toward the bulb.
That's good.
Well, I'm
how thick
heavy.
is the vine?
It's pretty thick. I would say around 6 to 8 inches. Not that thick. Maybe about 3 to 4 inches in
thickness. Okay. For my first idea was to smack it with the tire iron, but that wouldn't do anything then. Poof. Wait, which bulb is it pulling him towards?
The first one.
The
open one?
Yeah. Okay. The one that's closed is on the opposite side of the room.
Okay, well first, yeah, I'm going to take the tire iron and smack, not his leg, but I'm going
right,
to some
the thing. Gonna, all right, so here's how this is going to work. Chris, you're making a competing roll with me.
Yeah.
If you win, you manage to stay on your feet against this thing, which is really strong. If it wins, it's pulling you to the ground, and then it's going to start to drag you toward its...
Right. Okay. Well, can I use two dice here?
Sure. If you're willing to risk your sanity or your...
Big fat ass competitive eater.
That's
heavy,
true. That's
move.
True. That is kind
and
of.
And you can
fun.
Risk your health to get a
and
third
you can
die.
Risk your...
But you might need your health when it starts digesting
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I think I'll just do the 2 since I got 2.
5. Right. Okay, so
not
you are
over.
A very fat gentleman, but it yanks your feet out from under you.
You have bad balance.
And you go down like a tub of bricks.
Yeah, try to smack it with
the
tire iron.
Go for it.
I guess that would just be 1?
One, unless you're willing to risk your health or your sanity.
5.
5. Okay, yeah, you hit it. It is going to take damage. can record its damage here.
Damage, tire iron.
I'll tell you, these guys have 12 hit points each.
So did I just do 5, or was it less?
No, you just did 1.
All right.
These things are really strong and durable. Yep,
so okay. So pretty much I hit it and it bounces off and no,
yeah.
Nothing really happens.
Yeah, you're fucked, Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to go...
That's what I was hoping for. So.
Paul! I'm going to go get that trigger! Yeah.
He's not coming back.
All right.
I'm coming back. I just don't know if Paul's going to be there when I get back.
Right? Do you want to be a plant?
At this point, we have our Detective Fisk and Officer Woodston. You guys are checking out the crypt, right?
Well, we met up. I found out that the slide to me.
Let's roll play that out. You guys meet up after your respective interviews.
So, I got some good information.
What'd you find out?
Well, it seems that something shady is going on in the crypt.
Yeah, I got that feeling too, but I can't find out what.
The young priest thinks it's marijuana.
Why does he think it's marijuana?
Because there's they do shipments from
Amberforth,
and Crimmins always signs it off. And then they just goes to the basement.
The basement, huh? Well, I was talking to him about it, and he didn't seem to... He said he knew what Amberforth was, but he didn't mention that they've been getting shipments of it. So, I'm going to bring that up to him later. Did anything else did he tell you?
No, he said, go to... Mrs. Cromley's in on it, too.
Cromwell's
in on it.
I assumed as much.
But, you know, he said just go to the... He said... He pointed to our... pointed to the direction of the crypt. He said that there was probably like a secret basement or something in there.
What are we at?
4.5.
Oh, wow. We've been going for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're winding down now. So.
Yeah, I think we're getting to the end.
Yeah. So you guys are going to go to the crypt then?
Yes.
All right, so we'll have this...
As you get there, you hear an engine revving.
You guys walk down into the crypt. You see that someone has pried open one of the stone sarcophagi, one of the four of them that are in there, and there seems to be a marble block pushed out of the wall, and you hear somebody screaming.
So, and we saw the...
Sounds like a very fat Sylvester Stallone.
Whoa! Looks like
get this crazy thing off of me!
Whoa!
Looks like those reporters broke in.
Yeah. And you hear, a gas hedge trimmer start up. Some...
Woodson, pistol out. We go in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I ran up to the supplies... Grab the trimmer, and as I'm ripping the cord, as I run back down to Paul, starting it up.
Right.
Hey, Savior.
Guns out. Lock and loaded. Can you cross the streams?
Yes.
So you guys go down there, guns out.
Guns out.
Guns out.
Guns out, lights on.
It's been a long day. I hope I get paid very well today.
Yeah,
you do.
You're gonna get paid.
You're rounding
well.
Into hour 4 of overtime by now, I think.
Or I die.
So yeah, you're
in which case your girl or your relatives would get a good pension.
I have a newly. Newly.
I thought you said you had a girlfriend.
Oh yeah. Well,
okay, so
you have your newlywed and you have
a girlfriend. No, it's like
girlfriend. While Chris is in the bathroom, let's deal with you guys. Right. Did you have lights? I'm going to say probably not. Or you would go back to the car and get them.
Well, they probably have
the belt.
Belt lights,
yeah. Yeah, I figure we'd hold them with the pistol.
Well, James might not, but Meyer definitely
does. Okay.
I figured my
pistol.
Meyer's got
a big old mag light. Pretty much same description I gave to them earlier.
We see the storeroom.
Yeah, and then we the storage recess. Yeah, everything in there.
Minus a hedge trimmer.
Minus a hedge trimmer.
It looks like a hedge trimmer.
There's the indentation of a hedge trimmer.
I know. I used to be a gardener before I was.
I used to work at the Home Depot.
You did.
And you hear coming down from the other edge of the tunnel, the screaming and the whine of a gas motor.
Somebody's being tortured with a hedge trimmer. Let's go.
How far in was Paul? Because I have to slice my way through
the vines.
The vines to get to him. Because I know what happens if you touch them.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we get to the room then?
Yeah, you get to the room. You guys see, just as I described, the big old temperature-controlled grow room with...
Yep, giant, I lose my sanity.
Huge plant things.
Let's see, sanity.
Being digested?
Do we roll a sanity?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we're dealing with that.
I'm five now.
You're at five?
Yeah. Well, you can start destroying things.
Yeah.
It's perfect timing.
What's going on here?
Kill him with fires!
It is gonna
fuck him with bullets!
It is gonna start dragging you toward it, the first pod.
Wait.
You got to make three checks against it.
Three?
Yeah.
Alright.
Well, say right now we're at zero. If you get to minus three, then, excuse me. Sorry, I need to stop belching.
Yes,
as our commenters have pointed out. I'm just a big old gas bag.
And you guys say I fart a lot, you jerks.
Yeah. You do. Chris, if you lose three checks against it, then it has consumed you.
Okay.
And then your struggle will be to get out of the pod.
Ooh.
If you make three checks against it, then I'll say you managed to get out.
Okay.
How long until... I mean, because it's going to take me a minute to run and get the hedge trimmer and come back while he's struggling against it.
Yeah. So let's say you have three turns...
Before
you get there.
Six.
Six.
It rolled a six.
Ooh.
I'll say it goes to the defender. Okay. So you're at plus one.
On the back.
One for Chris, zero for Plants.
Four, and that's a hurt.
Yeah, it's a hurt one.
It got a three. So you're at plus two, but you lose a health level?
Yeah.
Or you
have to roll.
You roll health.
If you get a six, you're okay.
I guess.
Oh. All right, so you're okay. So Paul O'Leary, big fat mofo that he is, digs the heels of his hands in and just starts pushing himself back.
Come on, Chris.
One more. Four for that thing.
Five.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah, that's another hurry. I gotta do this. And four. Yeah. I do lose one that time.
Yeah.
I'd say it's worth it.
Yeah.
This thing, like, as you're, you know, going to give one last shove to escape from its grip, it pulls the opposite way, so it breaks your ankle.
But
you're free.
Especially in a fat guy.
You're away from it.
That is.
I run back with the hedge trimmer in hand.
I'm going to keep pushing myself up toward the...
In that case, I'll grab him and help pull
him. Oh, fuck, my ankle hurts.
broke my ankle.
You're right, Paul?
Oh my god, my hurt ankle.
All right,
what's going on in here?
Officers, kill it!
You're over fire, emptying the clip.
Wow, I wish it was that easy in real life.
Wow, just kill that! I'm pretty insane right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shooting.
Yeah, you guys, roll for it.
Wait a minute, you mentioned something before, kill it with fire. There's a gasoline tank in the storage room.
I was just thinking that,
yeah.
I'm gonna pull Paul up a safe distance.
Five.
And then run and grab the gas can.
You're shooting it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're supplying cover fire so they can get out to get the gas can to start killing it with fire.
James?
Yeah?
You put a few bullets in this thing. Doesn't look like it hurt it much.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
It takes another health level. But the burning it, that comes with a risk because, as you can see by my sperm room drawing here, the vines are snaked all over the floor. So in order to sufficiently douse everything in gasoline, somebody's going to have to walk into that room without stepping on the vines.
I was just going to make a Molotov and just throw that. Just light a rag in a bottle and throw it at it.
You could probably throw the can in the middle of the room and shoot it with your gun.
Do that too.
But that won't explode it.
Yeah.
That'll get spread out and then, you know, vines catch fire.
I mean, that would just make a hole in the can. It wouldn't actually blow it up.
No, you'd have to light it on fire after that.
No,
I'm sure you have road flares.
If you wanted to make sure that everything was destroyed and nothing in this room was usable again, you would have to go around and pour the gas.
What the fuck is that?
Don't know, it's scary as hell.
What else is in the supply? I don't know, there's a hedge trimmer, a gas can, and then just like fertilizer and stuff.
Fertilizer and, yeah.
Isn't fertilizer explosive?
Yes.
You need a lot of
it. You could probably make a bomb out of it, but it would take like...
You need more than just the fertilizer with that.
Takes more than just...
I am an amateur geologist.
Geologist do not...
I would say we would just throw them... I would throw a Molotov at it and then call up for a backup for something like this.
I kind of like that plan.
Yeah, just get...
We don't have to do it by ourselves.
Yeah.
So, you're gonna...
I'd say douse a rag, throw it in there. Kel, it'll be my shirt sleeve. I'll rip off my sleeve. I don't care. Stick it in the end of the gas can, douse it, light it, toss it, and run.
Okay.
Before we do that, I'm gonna help Paul... get up to back into the mausoleum because I don't want to wait until after we're waiting for the gas can to explode.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say this is probably not in any of your professional purviews, but you can risk your bodily harm because.
No, which one of us wants to do the whole Molotov thing?
I think it can't be me.
Right. I'm going to help Paul get out.
I fucking will.
Well, Meyer, here's the thing.
Yeah, Meyer, you can do this.
You can, but like, you have to make sure that everything in this fucking room is burned and, you know, purged and unrecognizable. And that's not going to happen if you just light a gas can and toss it in there.
I'm gonna then take my time and make sure everything's on fire.
Okay. So you're actually gonna walk around and douse it all?
Oh yeah.
Do you want to go through with the? You want to go through with the hedge trimmer first?
Sometimes you can just pour gasoline on plants and it kills them. Depends on the plant.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that's just not going to work for these.
Probably not.
I got this, guys.
All right.
I'm going to step back and watch Meyer work and take detailed notes.
Are you going to go in with a hedge trimmer first? You're just going to try to... All right, Meyer. You're going to need to
Does hedge trimmer actually work on it? I'll try.
Well, there were clippers, too.
Yeah.
I'll try a hedge clipper.
I'll get the clippers, too, just in case. Give them both.
And I'll just have my gun pointed at anything, and just if I see a vine move, just shoot at it.
All right, let's try.
There it is!
I'm doing it.
I'll shoot you.
I should have made a gardener.
Yeah.
This would be in his skill set.
Yeah. Meyer?
Yes.
You're not really...
I said I used to be a gardener.
you can risk your sanity or your personal harm, but you get one die.
I would say not your sanity.
I got my personal harm.
Go!
Six. Meyer clipped his finger on the hedge clipper.
Six. You can roll a die. Yeah. There.
Four. Yeah. I got hurt.
Okay, so here's what happens.
Well, Meyer's starting it up. He actually pulls it back and hits himself in the face.
Here's what happens. You get the hedge trimmer going, and you slice through a couple of the vines. It cuts through them like butter, but it sets this whole fucking room going crazy. The vines start flailing and whipping awful plants. Start flailing and whipping all over the place. The vines slam into the halogen lamps hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
So now the whole thing is kind of being lit by this crazy swinging light. One of the lights, you know, breaks and gets shattered. So
we got anthrax.
What?
Then the halogen lights, have you break enough of them, you get was that anthrax or
mercury poisoning?
Mercury, yeah.
Anthrax is a biological agent that's been grown in the lab.
So here's the thing now, you're one of the vines hits you and knocks you down. It doesn't actually manage to wrap itself around you.
Okay.
So here's what you can do. If you can talk someone else into sort of like leading the way, as long as they're, you know, fucking swinging the hedge trimmer around enough to make sure that none of the vines hit you, some of you go behind and then douse everything with gas.
Alright.
I nominate the police officers.
Yeah, a detective. Help me out here. Either use the hedge trimmer to go in front of me, or go behind me with the gas.
I guess I'll follow behind him with the gas.
Okay. So, Meyer, make me 5 more of those checks.
Mm-hmm.
And, James, you make me...
Gonna do that one.
All right, so did you get hurt?
I rolled a one.
I did that one.
All right. Well, you still succeed.
Oh, you want a one?
Yeah. Everything.
Unless I make you fit. No, I'm
like.
Oh, look, see, I could have done it too.
I can say that I make you fail, and maybe I'll do one or two.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first one was a one.
I'm gonna say make a health roll then, because you're doing okay, but.
Oh, I got hurt.
Yeah,
No. If you roll over your health,
I'm good.
Okay, so you take it like a champ.
Yeah.
Health is over insanity.
All right, and then I roll the 6.
Or say insanity is over, health is
Let's
under.
Let's see if this... 5. So, it's...
Yeah, so that's 2 success.
That's 2.
Go. I got hurt again.
Well, not yet.
5.
You have to roll your health first.
It rolled a 6.
And I failed.
To make you fail.
I rolled at it, so...
So, Meyer.
Yeah.
That was roll number 3.
Yeah.
You get pretty much to the other side of the room.
Yeah.
And the vines wrap around the hedge trimmer and snatch it out of your hands. James, you don't have to roll to follow behind him with the gas can. But now you guys are standing pretty much right here.
Yeah.
The zombies, the plant zombies, are going nuts. They're, like, yanking their... One of them looks like it's almost severed its own head, trying to pull itself off of a post. One of them is pulling its post out of the ground.
Mm. Can I grab the thing?
Don't we have the clippers, too? You can just clip the vines holding the hedger.
It's a lot.
It has kind of thrown it away at this point.
All right, so let's I'll throw in the hedge clippers. I'll try to clip it then.
That's going to be a little bit more difficult because you have to go slower.
Well, can I try to grab the electric one then? The one he tossed, can I try to get it then?
Wait, or is it gone? See, here's the thing. You've cleared the vines from this side of the room.
Yeah.
So
I can't grab the hedge.
So yeah, it tossed it in this direction where there's still.
Wait. So wait, I'm sorry.
You don't have to. You technically don't have to go around the whole room as long as you douse everything in the middle. It should kill whatever.
I was gonna say. So they got all this out. Right.
Either they went this way or they went this
one,
way.
One way.
Either way, they're like right here.
Either way, the hedge.
There are 6
right.
zombies.
But theoretically, James has doused all 4 plants with gasoline.
Right.
So light the fuckers.
Now okay. They just need to worry about the zombies too.
Right. But I say, run back, light it, and then after the fire goes out, we can deal with the zombies.
All right. Yeah. Do it. Let's do it.
All right. So
give me the torch.
Before you guys, the fourth bulb that was closed.
Light
yes.
it faster.
It explodes.
That's good.
Oh, I'm not going to make a sound check for that.
And inside it, you see
turkey,
covered in. Again, this greenish black, gooish ichor. What looks like most of a human skeleton.
Damn it.
With pet turkey. Little patches of flesh and things growing into it.
All right, now I'm going to make the insanity check.
Yeah, same thing.
So go ahead.
I rolled a 2. I'm at 3, so I'm
I thought we were kind of far away.
Well, I think you were far away. I went back.
Oh, you went back? Because
I'm taking notes. Right. I probably grabbed your camera, too.
Yes.
I'm taking pictures?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you all right?
Yeah, I rolled a 2. I have my insanity set. All right,
so you keep it together. Both of you.
I went up. I'm at 3 now.
You
at 3?
I went more right.
Okay.
I'm going to grab the detective, and then I'm going to go to the front of it and just light it.
Okay. This thing screams and lurches for you. It's not gonna have enough time to
get to me.
To get to you before you light it. But you light the fucker up, and the whole grow area just goes.
Because
you doused it in gasoline, and you hear an unnatural scream as the skeleton thing, partially on fire, virtually tears itself out of this pod thing that it's in, dripping what looks like flesh and green black goop.
That's good.
I'm gonna shoot at it.
Goop
starts walking after you. Again, just screaming, and all of the other zombies have started screaming as well, yanking at their posts.
I'm just shooting at everything that's moving.
I'm just watching it.
I'm backing up a little bit, but I'm zooming in on that skeleton thingy and taking more pictures.
I would say
another sand check for everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Nope.
I'm right. Even make one.
I'm up to 4, and I'm really shooting there, at anything.
I'm all right. Ooh, I figured because I'm feeling better because I just burned this fucking to the ground.
That means you lose sanity.
Bad. We're good if you're me. Halfway there.
All right, so Meyer, okay. I'm going to actually say you go down one.
Yes.
Because seeing the ship burn is good for your mental health.
Yep.
Good for the soul. Is the skeleton still coming toward us?
It is trying, but it's still attached to that branch.
Oh, so it's like...
There's a vine that like wrapped up around it and shot into its head. These things were sort of like they were
grown people.
They're based on predatory plants, but their prey is corpses, and they rejuvenate the corpses.
I thought the wife was trying to bring her husband back.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing a plant clone of him.
Well, what she was doing was she set up shop in the cemetery. I can tell you now because it's pretty much over.
Mm-hmm.
She set up shop in the cemetery in order to do experiments. She's a botanist because she wanted to perfect the process before she used it on her husband.
Oh, so she wanted to make sure she could not bring back a zombie, but a full person.
Right.
That's what I was assuming, considering the first two, and then she had others there, and her, and the husband was still perfectly preserved and not done yet. I figured that the first two we found were test subjects.
And she was getting better at it, because, what's his face?
Kyle
could actually speak.
Yeah. Help me. Oh, yeah.
What was the third one? You said there were 3 open bulbs.
What do you mean, 3?
Oh, yeah, 3 that hatched.
You said 3 that hatched.
3 that hatched. Well,
really found the girl was high.
It's another zombie walking around.
They were just unoccupied at the time.
Oh, okay.
Basically, what was happening was they were sending the bulbs were sending the vines out into the cemetery, and they would instinctively, search out for the coffins and literally drag them.
Right, which created the sinkholes.
Which created the sinkholes.
And then those 8 were just done beforehand. Those are the first 4.
Right.
Right.
They were unoccupied.
They're the first batch. All right,
so an epilogue, I guess.
So, yeah, the fire spreads. The zombies actually tear the posts out of the ground. I'll wrap this up because we've been at it for hours now. The zombies...
Almost 5.
Almost 5, yeah. Wow.
I think we'll probably split this one in 2.
Mm, probably.
Yeah, or just call it an extra long session. I don't know where we'd split it.
Maybe when we switch characters.
The first time
you guys
was slow.
Yeah, but I would say we split it in two because then we get two APs out of it.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
The zombies either decapitate themselves on the ropes or tear the ropes or, you know, tear the posts out of the ground. And it looks like they're making motions to try to save the bulbs.
Hmm.
But they catch fire.
Good. Yeah.
They're very, very
flammable.
Burned. Fire was their weakness, so.
Also ripping the roots out.
Yeah.
Of their heads. Yeah. All right.
You guys, after you get out of the crypt, if any of you bother to check on Mrs. Cromwell, she has died.
Eat that.
From
be what, bitch?
A broken heart.
Yeah.
Late stage gonorrhea.
Yuck. Really?
Yes.
Is that you can die from that?
There are certain. It makes you more prone to certain infections if you leave it untreated.
I think you could actually die from syphilis.
Mm.
I think.
I'll say she developed encephalitis.
Ooh, encephalitis.
What did she get gonorrhea from?
My favorite.
Her husband.
Probably. Or some other guy that she fucked.
You guys want me to tell you the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was sleeping with the corpses, wasn't she?
The corpse fucker.
No.
The plant gives you gonorrhea?
She was a corpse fucker.
Throughout her life, Mrs. Cromwell was sort of a dilettante and, you know, a rich man's wife. She wasn't really a trophy wife. They loved each other very much. You know, they rolled together. He died. And after he died, she turned to mysticism in order to, you know, try to reunite herself. Because she was into all that kind of New Age crap. And eventually she found a way to summon the Dark Man at the Crossroads. Nyarlathotep.
Okay. And usually who that ends up being.
No one good.
He gave her four seeds, and he taught her some spells, and he gave her gonorrhea.
Oh, that was nice.
Why did he give her gonorrhea?
Because
he had sex with her.
Okay.
Because why not?
Yeah.
All right.
And so for the past, she needed access to a lot of dead bodies in order to experiment. So she took a whole chunk of their money and donated it to the church.
Yeah. Clever. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And convinced both of the priests that she was actually farming pot.
Oh, that's what she...
What happens? But what happens
to our
character?
She never actually said, but she convinced them not to ask questions.
Right.
And that's what they both really thought.
All the hydroponics equipment.
Right. She thought that they thought that she was growing marijuana down there.
That's a reasonable assumption.
Yeah.
So that was I call that one the Hungry Earth.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
It was very good.
Yeah, but what happened to Bobby Woodston?
He goes home.
Yeah.
He clocks out.
I'm gonna go home and sleep with my wife,
my fiance.
I don't know. You guys can narrate little epilogues. What happens to? I'm assuming Paco tells everybody his lunatic story about the plant zombies.
Yeah, and I guess he gets out on, you know.
Well, does MacReady publish this story?
Oh fuck yeah. He publishes the shit out of that story.
I think we share the same padded room.
Well, I have proof to back it up. We have the photos and everything.
Yeah, you can make those.
Plus, I think Dr. Perlmutter is going to publish a paper on the effects of whatever this thing is.
I think
on the clinically dead.
I think Detective Fisk.
Nude drug maniacs?
The nude drug maniacs.
Nude drug maniacs in...
It's not nude drug maniacs. It's
in Catholic...
horrible experiments underneath... Or maybe not experiments, but horrible monstrosities underneath the church.
Yeah.
Or the graveyard, whatever.
I think Detective
Fisk... Front page, bold type.
is going to be, he's going to go into the whole mysticism field to become an officer in that field to prevent things like this from happening again.
I mean, think about it. We got the pictures, first-hand account, plus a reputable police officer saying that there were plant zombies walking around. I have the doctor's name to confirm it.
Well, here's the question. Do you guys want to recant your statements and, well...
It's on the record.
It'd be kind of hard at this point.
Yeah, neither of my characters would want to anyway.
Yeah, and we could talk to... I'm assuming we could find Chris's character, and he'd be all like, oh, plant zombies, oh my god, OMFG.
Pago tells the reporters everything, and even how much an abusive cop Winston is.
I leave that part out. I'm like, oh yeah, Paco, I'll definitely put that in.
I'm not putting that in.
I heard stuff. Chris, what about your characters? Dr. Hampton? What is
Dr.
it?
Hampton, yeah.
Dr. Okay. Hampton.
I don't know. I guess he goes through some, like, intensive psychotherapy and eventually he dies because he's old.
Probably doesn't go turkey hunting too often anymore.
No, I think that was the end of turkey hunting for him.
Ruined his favorite hobby.
His favorite summertime hobby.
Yeah, ruined his favorite everything, basically.
It was really all he had left to live for. It was turkey hunting.
Yeah. Now he can't do it. So he's crazy.
So, Meyer, what happens to Dr. Woodston? Dr. Woodston. Officer Woodston.
Officer Woodston
becomes a detective.
I would say he makes detective after this.
Yeah, puts in some hard hours.
He put in a tough day's work. He's now a hero cop.
5 fucking hours of overtime.
Yeah. Because in my article it says due to the brave efforts of officers Woodston and Fisk.
So I become a detective. I
marry your sweetheart.
I marry my sweetheart. We have a lot of kids.
And none of you. And you try to sleep through the horrible nightmares.
Yep.
About plant zombies and giant.
And Mrs. Meyer, old Mrs. Meyer.
Poor Mrs. Myers.
You know, Dr. Hampton can be addicted to what did he have before? Valium. He can be addicted to Valium.
Addicted to Valium.
Yeah.
I have to apologize a little bit, guys, because I threw this together, and I would have led you to some of what the beat of the story was sooner had I actually planned out the clues.
No, I thought it was okay. But the only thing is that I don't know. I mean, I guess we could have. No, that's not true. We could have found out about. Mrs. What's-Her-Face, and got to talk to her.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'd find any evidence that she had sex with Nyarlathotep. Lathotap.
No, that was just... That's
well, if we had sex with her, we might have caught gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Well, that was... If you had gone there as a doctor, I probably would have had you make a roll to tell that she had
gonorrhea.
She was arthritic, and she had, purulent pustules all over her skin with bandages wrapped around her.
Yeah.
She was suffering from some kind of late-stage STD.
Yeah. That would have been fun.
And then he would have...
As, had you actually confronted her about it, she was a fucking sorceress. So
yeah.
She would have thrown down some magic on you.
Yeah. I would not have enjoyed that.
She would have called down the thunder.
And especially because of the first rule of Cthulhu Dark.
No, it's the first rule on the back page.
Oh, that's true, right. If you fight any creature you meet, you will die.
We said
these are the core rules. We did. All right. Well, hope you all enjoyed that.
I'm glad you guys liked it.
Yeah. Take care, everybody.